USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden announced his nomination of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson for the U.S. Supreme Court, elevating an African-American woman for the first time to a seat on the high court bench. Jackson says she hopes she can be an inspiration for the future.
And if I'm fortunate enough to be confirmed as the next Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States, I can only hope that my life, my love of this country and the Constitution, and my commitment to upholding the rule of law and the sacred principles upon which this great nation was founded will inspire future generations.
In an update from Ukraine, the NATO Secretary General said the world will hold Russia and Belarus accountable for their actions in Ukraine. Russia would be seen as the aggressor and Belarus as the enabler. He also said this will not make Russia more respected but less throughout the world. This is USA Radio News.
Yes, I'm so sorry about the wait, ma'am. I'll be with you shortly. Carrie, how many appointments did you book at 2:30?
Jin's physical therapy clinic is pretty stretched. He needs another PT before patients get bent out of shape.
You get fresh ice pack in Ms. Davis's name.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
CDC is changing some of their COVID guidelines once again. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention will soon loosen its mask guidelines by weighing metrics such as hospital capacity and COVID-19 admissions, rather than simply looking at case counts. A CDC spokesperson declined to say when the CDC would announce its update guidance, but speculation is it could happen at any moment. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More bad news for the Biden administration on the economy. The poverty rate for children in the U.S. has now surged since monthly government checks from the expanded child tax credit ended in December, according to a new study from Columbia University. An additional 3.7 million children slipped into poverty in January, pushing the national child poverty rate to over 17% compared to 12.1% in December, the highest poverty rate for kids since 2016. A total 12.6 million children are now living below the poverty line. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The Florida man who grabbed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's podium and posed for photographs with it during the U.S. Capitol riot was sentenced to more than 2 months in prison. Adam Johnson was smiling and waving as he carried Pelosi's podium. The video went viral after the attack on January 6th. Johnson placed the podium in the center of the Capitol rotunda and posed for pictures and pretended to make a speech, according to prosecutors. After driving home, Johnson bragged that he broke the internet and was finally famous. Prosecutors argued that his actions at the Capitol illustrated his sense of entitlement and privilege. U.S. District Judge Reggie Walton sentenced Johnson to 75 days in prison, followed by 1 year of supervised release. The judge also ordered Johnson to pay a $5,000 fine and perform 200 hours of community service. Johnson told the judge that he realizes posing with the podium was a very stupid idea. Sally Kellerman, the Oscar-nominated actress known for her role as Margaret Hot Lips Houlihan in the film version of MASH, has died at the age of 84. Her manager and publicist confirmed the news, saying Kellerman died of heart failure at her home in Woodland Hills, California. Her son also said that she'd been battling dementia. Kellerman also famously appeared in the 1986 comedy Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield and made regular appearances on The Twilight Zone, The Outer Limits, The Alfred Hitchcock Hour, Bonanza, Mannix, I Spy, and Columbo. Kellerman is survived by her son Jack, daughter Claire, and mother-in-law Lorraine Crane. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.